I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's Marine Resources Division and the Dauphin Island Sea Lab are investigating after vacationers found dozens of dead sharks along the shore of Mobile Bay. Media outlets report the sharks, mostly identified as bull sharks, were discovered Saturday morning. Sabrina Rios, who was on vacation with her family, reported finding a net with about 40 sharks inside. Chris Blankenship, the director of the Alabama Marine Resources Division, says it appears that the sharks were caught in a recreational gill net and then discarded. There were 57 total sharks discovered. Blankenship says the sharks were collected and will be donated for research by shark expert Dr. Marcus Dryman. Teachers from across the country are in Alabama this week to learn about the civil rights movement. Now one group is hoping to inform both young and old about the movement's history. The Alabama Humanities Foundation has invited K-12 educators to participate in an interactive study on Alabama's role during the movement. The workshop is called Stony is the Road We Trod, Alabama's Role in the Civil Rights Movement. Dion Clark is the program director for the Humanities Foundation. She says the teachers will be able to put themselves where the events happened.
This workshop is a week-long intensive study of Alabama's role in the modern civil rights movement. 36 teachers from across the nation participate. While they're here, they will go to national landmarks as associated with the civil rights movement.
Clark says the instructors will also hear from experts on the civil rights movement, as well as former protesters who were active during the process. The workshop will be based in Birmingham and will run through this Saturday. And as the state of Alabama looks to better education as a whole, one group is putting on a workshop to broaden teachers' art perspectives. The Alabama Alliance for Arts Education will hold their 20th annual SAIL workshop for teachers across the state. During the four-day process, teachers will better understand the fine arts and learn how they can introduce them into their daily class schedules. Donna Russell is the executive director for the Alliance. She says the program will feature alumni to better show teachers how the SAIL program could fit in to help students.
The Alliance as a whole has, you know, a philosophy that we believe that all children should have equal opportunities to discover and develop their talents in the arts, and we believe that all should have a sequential and comprehensive education. All Alabamians should gain enough knowledge about the culture and the heritage, you know, of others. They can better understand.
Russell says participants will work on all forms of fine arts, including poetry and theater. The workshop runs at the Huntington College campus in Montgomery through Friday. And a new law will allow school systems to put cameras on the stop arms of their school buses to monitor cars that illegally pass and issue citations. Now your forecast.
Forecast for this Monday morning, starting off dry with a little bit of sunshine, but this afternoon we'll see scattered showers and storms once again developing as highs get into the lower 90s. Then overnight tonight, temperatures drop down into the mid-70s as we see those scattered showers and storms come to an end. I'm WBUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local weather forecast.